The Italian Wine Podcast presents The Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine, a new book for curious wine lovers, narrated in weekly installments. Join us on our journey through Italian wine.
Hello and welcome to our final installment of The Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine, presented by the Italian Wine Podcast. As always, my name is Joy Livingston, your narrator for this series. The Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine is intended as a quick, lighthearted crash course on Italian wine. The material provides a great opportunity for serious wine scholars to refresh on the basics or use as a reference. At the same time, we hope to bring new fans of Italian wine up to speed. If you're wondering how to get a copy of the book, the Kindle version is available on Amazon and the paperback is available from positivepress.net. We'll also send you a complimentary paperback copy if you donate any amount to the Italian Wine Podcast while supplies last. Find details at italianwinepodcast.com or on our social media channels. Our topic this week is a sneak peek into the Italian wine market, so pour yourself a glass, sit back, relax, and join us on a journey through Italian wine. A sneak peek into the Italian wine market. Italy, a country where the diverse terrains meet creative vintners, all 20 regions of the country grow wine grapes thanks to the countless combination of climate, soil conditions, and native grapes. Not only is Italy one of the world's oldest wine-producing countries, but it is also the world's largest wine producer since it overtook France in 2015. Though the vineyard surface of Italy ranks only the fourth after Spain, China, and France. With an area of 705,000 hectares under vineyard cultivation, Italy produced 46.6 million hectoliters of wine in 2019, accounting for 18% of global production. Whereas all 20 regions of Italy are practicing vine growing and winemaking, a gap in production capacity exists. The mountainous Valle d'Aosta, coastal Liguria, and southern Basilicata and Molise represent the lower end of the spectrum, while Veneto, Puglia, and Emilia-Romagna are the three highest producing regions, taking up over 50% of the national wine production. Italy is a notable white wine producing country, led by Veneto, Friuli Venezia Giulia, Lazio, and Trentino Alto Adige. White wine accounted for 57% of Italy's wine production in 2018. Focusing on quality wine production, Italy has significantly increased the percentage of wine production in the DOC or DOCG category over the past two decades. On average, more than 40% of the wines made in Italy are PDO wines, and this is 10% more compared to that of 2010. Wine culture is popular domestically among Italians, who consume an average of 44 liters per capita, ranking third in world wine consumption. Most Italians develop a special connection with the wines produced in their home area, and 19% of them consume Italian wine daily, enjoying more than 22 million hectoliters of wine. However, there is still enough production to guarantee Italy a huge platform in the international market. Italian wine is incredibly popular among wine lovers in all corners of the globe. As a major wine exporter in the world, Italy ranks second in both volume and value. Its main export destinations include Germany, the US, the UK, Switzerland, and Canada. Meanwhile, new emerging wine consumption countries such as Russia and China are catching up and starting to develop a taste for Italian wine. Among the many categories of Italian wine, sparkling wine has seen major growth with 20% of Italian export in terms of volume consisting of sparkling wines. The 408 PDO wines are spreading across the 20 different regions, but most of them are concentrated in Piemonte, Lombardy, the Veneto, and Tuscany. Among these are appellations appreciated and sought after by wine lovers around the world. Amarone della Valpolicella, Barolo, Barbaresco, Brunello di Montalcino, Chianti, and the Super Tuscans known as the ABBVCS. Other notable wines that have gained attention in recent years in the international markets and among specialists are a trio of sparkling wines, Prosecco, Trento DOC, and Franciacorta. Quality native grapes from the center and south of Italy are also drawing international attention. Aglianico, Verdicchio, Sagrantino, Nero d'Avola, and Nerello Mascalese, among others. Italy holds some impressive figures. One country, 20 regions, 408 DOC wines, 570 officially registered varieties, 705,000 hectares of vineyards, over 300,000 wine growers, over 40 million hectoliters of wine produced every year. It is a country riding a wave of renewed interest, with the world's wine lovers welcoming its wines into the marketplace. It's now the time for Italian wine producers to showcase their individual talents and share the story of the countless native wine grapes. Wines to try. Rucche. An excellent example of one of the few aromatic red grape varieties in Italy. Its name may be a reference to rosse, a viral disease that Rucche is less susceptible to than our most Piemontese varieties. Its DOC is Rucche di Castagnole Monferrato DOCG. Tasting note. The aromatic nature of the variety is expressed as flowers such as rose, lavender, and iris, as well as spices like black pepper, mint, coriander, cinnamon, and nutmeg. Nasceta. The only white grape truly native to the Lange, Nasceta was long confined exclusively to the hamlet of Novello, better known for Barolo production. Also called Anasceta or Nascetta, after years of being overlooked, it was championed by wineries Elvio Cogno and Le Strette. Today, a growing number of producers are working to revive this grape. The wines labeled Anasceta del Comune di Novello are the original, or classic expressions and DOCs include Lange DOC Nasceta, Lange DOC Nascetta del Comune di Novello. Tasting note. Nasceta produces semi-aromatic wines. Youthful examples have herbal pungency reminiscent of Sauvignon Blanc and a balsamic minty character similar to Vermentino. It can also express orange, ginger, starfruit, sage, and rosemary. A very saline edge gives it a savory quality and an impression that the moderate acidity is higher than it actually is. Nasceta seems to age well, developing honey and vanilla notes. Prie. Better known as Prie Blanc, this Valle d'Aosta native grape grows in some of the highest vineyards in Europe. Its name refers to its usage in Sunday Mass. Prière means to pray in French. Prie is the oldest documented grape in Valle d'Aosta. Still, dry whites are the most typical, yet sparkling and sweet wines of Prie Blanc are also made. Planted in Valle d'Aosta, the most notable wine is that of the subzone Blanc de Morges et de la Salle. Tasting note. Delicately floral, steely, and with bright acidity, the Blanc de Morges et de la Salle wines are made from 100% Prie, and is one of Italy's best light-bodied white wines, making it an ideal aperitif. Thank you for listening to this final installment of the Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine, and we hope you join us next Thursday as our foray into the wonderful world of Italian wine books continues when we begin a new series of narrations from the book Sangiovese, Lambrusco, and Other Vine Stories, by Professor Attilio Scienza and Serena Imazio. Until then, just a reminder that if you like the Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine, the Kindle version of the book is available on Amazon and the paperback is available from positivepress.net. You can also get a complimentary paperback copy by donating any amount to the Italian Wine Podcast while supplies last. Find Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. Our Twitter handle is @ItaWinePodcast. And check out @MamaJumboShrimp on TikTok.
this has been the Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine, presented by the Italian Wine Podcast, an advanced listen to the Italian wine story. Join us next week as we continue our narrative journey.